Coming up now, for all of you subgeniuses out there, is the Bob Dobbs portion of our Subgenii. Oh, Daniel wants me to call it the Subgenius Show.
The Church of the Subgenius Show.
Daniel thinks that I should do that, and yeah. And some other callers, one of the listeners is evidently polishing a media clip of me.
I say you call it, this is the Church of the Subgenius Show with Bob Dobbs.
Well, yeah. All right, whatever you say. Well, it's with Bob Dobbs, and instead, usually it's with Mike Dyer. But this is an archive show from December 21st, 1989. And I think this is probably one of the earliest recordings I have of this particular program because I caught it right in the last 30 minutes of the program. Mm. So that's what you're going to hear for starters this morning.
And you'll hear 30 minutes.
You'll hear exactly 30 minutes. Exactly. Somehow I turned the radio on and it lasted exactly 30 minutes. And... he's with Doug Nicholson, subbing for Mike Dyer. And you'll even hear mention of current CKLN programmers at some point during this morning. I'm going to play some very rare clips, I think, for those of you that care. And there are some of you out there that are recording, JJ in particular. JJ is recording, or should be.
Well, here it is.
Promised.
The Church of the Subgenius Show with Bob Dobbs.
You're claiming to have... been able to make an artificial AIDS virus and claiming to have ponied up a treatment. I was wondering what you thought about that, given this most recent report of some guy who got a bone marrow transplant, and after that, AIDS miraculously had disappeared from his body.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, because I got the radio on now, so I can hear you fine.
Yeah, say that again. What's this about a bone marrow? I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear about the story? Well, some guy who had AIDS, he was given a bone marrow transplant, and it took care of the AIDS. He was AIDS-free.
Because it was in the bone?
I mean, well...
We assume.
I'm not sure about the... Well, I don't know much about the virus, yada, yada,
yeah.
But he had AIDS. He was given a bone marrow transplant, and after that, he no longer had AIDS. The reason why they know this for sure is because he died a couple months later from other problems, right? And on autopsy, he was found to be free of AIDS. I was wondering how this relates to this anonymous person's theory. Because one of the things he predicted is that someone would very soon have pony up an alleged workable treatment for this.
What he predicted was...
that's what he said.
On that particular tape presented by Bob Marshall, he did predict that certain powerful institutions would announce that they have created the AIDS virus.
Right.
They have manufactured, I guess, an artificial form of the original AIDS virus. That was the major prediction that would point to the truth of his pattern, and that hasn't been announced completely yet, but it was announced before the broadcast. It was in October, Connaught Lab. You still there?
Yep.
Yeah, did you hear about Connaught Labs announced that they had made a successful fake AIDS virus in October?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay, then that was announced in October by Connaught Labs, and then National Health Group, the former Fort Detrick Biochemical Research Center, I think it's called the National Health Institute, they said that they were working on the same task and we're going to probably be able to announce the same thing that Connaught Labs did. Now, to me, that's very close to what Bob Marshall's source said, that they will announce publicly, I guess, through 1990, I mean, not too far off in the future, that they have successfully manufactured the AIDS virus. And they will do this, they said, because they want to find out how to cure it. They got to manufacture it, see how it works, and laboratory manufacture, see how it works, and then they can have some keys to how to combat the original virus. Now, my source, or Bob Marshall's source, said that the... reason this will be done by an international power was they want to cover up the fact that they did originally make it years ago and let it loose as an experiment in Africa. So they want to cover, they want that not referred to, they want to claim that they did it for health reasons, for solving the problem of the original virus. So it's interesting that Connaught Lab is the ones who did this, and they've been a battlefield for various Vix Corporate Media Groups wanted to take it over. Now, it's interesting that you have Ciba Geigy and a Swiss company had came up to compete with the takeover bid by a company in France. Now, according to Dr. Beter, France is Bolshevik-controlled. I don't know. That was in 1982. I don't know if it still is. The thing is that you have the French faction and then the Ciba Geigy, which is maybe IG Farben, which goes back to the Rockefeller cartel, the old Rockefeller German cartel. So it seemed like, if you want to put it in simple terms, that the Rockefeller faction was trying to compete with the Bolshevik faction out of France to take over this lab, because maybe it's necessary to have control of it to deal with impending discoveries.
Now, what's
my drift.
What would be the role of AIDS in the domination of the Pinks, would you say? Or what purpose is it serving?
The same purpose as stirring up a civil war and revolution in Central America is to lower the population of the planet. That is the specific goals of the oligarchs, and it's spelled out as a kind of a platform in the Global 2000 document drawn up for the presidency of Jimmy Carter in 1980, is that there's a huge faction historically of oligarchs who believe there are too many people on the planet. So they want to get rid of them via disease, plague, famine, war and revolution, and poverty. So,
do you buy that personally?
Now, Bob here doesn't have a point of view, but between you and me, yeah, I buy that. But that's off the record, okay?
Okay.
You deny it if anybody asks you if I said that. You deny it. Right?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm going to deny that this conversation ever took place.
Thank you.
Smart person.
But don't you think that it perhaps serves some other, perhaps even more important purpose? Because once you scare the shit out of everybody with all of these things, it's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, in major
to put chains on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It includes many audiences. The top-down oligarchs, they design their models of consciousness shaping, and they accomplish many things with a major conspiracy. They accomplished many things with the Kennedy assassination. They accomplished many things with the Pan Am 103 explosion. The AIDS design accomplishes incredible stuff on a military level. They can't move into hardware and nuclear and neutron bomb wars. The new form of warfare is biological warfare. That's been a fact for 15 years. And the secret elites will continue exploring the possibilities. And they may be justified, not from my point of view, but from the pink prison point of view, and they're the majority on this planet, they may be justified in protecting themselves because they don't know if another group is doing research. That's why technological development is inevitable. It has to be done.
Well, tell me, who's pulling their strings besides you? But I'm not talking about that far up the line.
Yeah. Who's pulling the AIDS virus manufacturers?
No, who's pulling the strings of the oligarchs who are supposedly running this branch of the show?
Well, the lower down levels, it's Satan. And then below that, it's the vampire astral entities, which live off blood. And then you move into the physical domain. You look to the, let's say, the people who have the most prestige beyond wealth. Well, how could you have prestige if you have, if it doesn't include wealth? It would be historical. So you must have some historical prestige. Well, wouldn't it be nobility? I mean, you know, you have to be a Knight of Malta in the Vatican, you have to have at least a nobility pedigree going back at least 200 years. And there are many kinds of people like that, apparently, on the planet who vote to get in on this stuff.
Where does the Fourth Reich fit into this hierarchy that you just drew for me here?
They're junior partners. The Fourth Reich is an effect of the radio environment. And they then were kicked out of Europe in the 40s, and they went to the new radio environment of Latin America and the Third World, and they managed the Third World.
What about North America?
Yeah, they manage certain parts in cooperation with the mafia. Because the oligarchs don't manage nations and towns and localities. They manage the planet, and now they manage the solar government. So the Fourth Reich came out of the Third Reich. But the electric world, the TV world, is what we call the Fourth World. So actually the new form, the Fourth Reich, you could say the Nazis come out of the Third Reich and carried on that radio world. But the TV world is friendly fascism. The Fourth Reich is software, not hardware. It is control of our spirit through entertainment. Entertainment's a major military operation.
That's actually what I was referring to. I'm not really talking about the guys who walk around with swastikas still. I mean...
No, they're cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
And they know it, and they do it for their personal kicks.
And they're used.
Okay, we have another call. If this call doesn't amount to anything, as I always say, call back if you have some more to say.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Hi, I called earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recognize. I don't know if you still want me to say anything or.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. How would you feel? I don't know if you know this or not, but the Dalai Lama won the Nobel Peace Prize, I think. How do you feel about that? Do you think he deserved it? They gave it to him, I think, a month ago or something like that. Anything at all about that?
Well, I would say that, you see, you got a battle, a major historical institutional battles between the Vatican and the Church of England in the West.
Right.
And the Church of England is heavily behind the New Age reality,
right.
New Age propaganda.
Right.
And they're hoiking up the Oriental religions as part of a secret tradition that they claim they've been supporting and involved in the Protestant world.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at any major institutional hoiking up of Oriental Buddhist or Hindu or Tibetan figures mm-hmm. as part of a figure. Now, I wouldn't judge the Dalai Lama. I know him personally. I know.
Really?
Yeah, I know him personally. I know he is a subgenius. And I wouldn't judge him him getting the Nobel Prize right now because he has longer-range plans. He's doing what I did years ago, which is infiltrate the pink prison to a level of status that he can then do things that they can't control anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not support the... even though I created the New Age movement, I do not ultimately support it. It's just a distraction for people who are moving through certain identity crises, but eventually they've got to drop it. If they don't drop it, then they've joined the pink prison. And the Church of England refused to drop it when I moved them into new levels. And
right.
so I consider Prince Charles not working with me anymore, even though he was on the Secret Council of Ten a few years ago. I actually ran against him a couple years ago when I won the chairmanship. I beat him. But I do not consider his New Age efforts supportive of what our original goals were. And therefore, I do not support the motive they have to prop up the Dalai Lama. But personally, the Dalai Lama is a subgenius.
I thought that, perhaps this is a bit simple-minded, but I thought he won the award, or the people who gave him the Nobel Prize did it sort of as a reaction for the Chinese government clamping down on the students in China, and also, actually more in particular, what they did to the Tibetan people themselves.
Well, this is really appropriate. Now, you see, in Bob Marshall's broadcast about AIDS that we were just talking about, if you heard it, the finger-pointing will happen around Tibet. Now, your pattern recognition here may be very appropriate, is that they want to wake up Tibet because they're going to claim, the powers that be that create the AIDS virus are going to point the fingers, according to Bob Marshall's source, they're going to point the fingers at China, and they're going to blame the biochemical warfare that China's been doing the last couple of years in Tibet.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would see that could be an interior pink plan to wake up the image of and public awareness of Tibet itself, leading to the disservices they want to create around the image of China.
But you feel that this is wrong, what the Chinese have done?
Let's see. Remember, I don't have judgments. I don't have points of view on value judgments.
Oh, okay.
No, okay. I don't do
that's
that.
That's fair.
That's a policy, but you can't maintain a policy under electric conditions. So I will hoik up a point of view on that matter,
mm-hmm.
Just as a temporary use of the verbal medium to provide content for the radio we're listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not something that I could be held to, but
okay.
I'm not too keen on what, and I didn't support what they did, because I sent Gorbachev to China to stir up certain activities which the Bolshevik control element in China did rebel against and cause the massacre, which is being repeated in Romania, which is where a lot of the East German Bolsheviks went a few weeks ago after they were, the Stasi East German intelligence group were put under house arrest like Honecker, and they sent a lot of their files, which some of the, shall we call it, revolutionists in East Germany were able still to maintain, and they are revealing new information about the Iran-Contragate stuff, which may be part of the reason why Bush has been under pressure the last few weeks, because a lot of files were taken out of the Bolshevik-controlled East German Stasi intelligence service and are now being circulated among East Germany. I don't know what they're going to do with the Western press and how much is going to get out. So the Bolshevik gang there has gone to Romania, and they had also had control and maintained control in China. I supported Gorbachev's action.
Right.
I certainly don't support what the Bolsheviks did to the students,
right.
But I don't think the students fully understand what they're dealing with.
Oh, you mean facing up?
No, I didn't say that properly.
Okay.
I say they don't understand media ecology. They don't understand the concepts that they're hypnotized by now, which is to the East going West. They're, as Doug said many months ago, that these are young kids who want to become bankers in Wall Street.
Right.
Remember, Doug, you brought that up? Not that they all want to be bankers, but they are enraptured into the Western world in our paradigm we've had for a couple hundred years, and they don't know that isn't here anymore.
Right.
So I would encourage the Chinese students who are hiding here in Toronto to listen to my show and get hipper to what what's really going on the planet and not get duped into nationalist movements.
Right. Tell me one thing.
But I feel sorry for what happened to them.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't.
Yeah.
I might.
Tell me, do you think that the East with Gorbachev right now, a lot of people are saying that it's really... In effect, what's happening is that all these East Bloc countries and the Soviet Union as well are more or less have come to the realization that their system no longer works and the capitalism works a lot better. At least that
relates back to what I just said. It's not capitalism works and socialism doesn't. Is that there's a new ground. The mixed corporate media electric world is making all systems and all institutions wreckable.
Right.
Therefore, they're having an identity crisis and the pinks here won't tell them that our system doesn't work either.
Well, of course, I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So, but they are for them. It's a Woodstock, you know, in the '60s.
As we see in Czechoslovakia, you know, a playwright being made president with all these, as in conversation with Bob a couple of nights ago, these hippies surrounding him. I mean, are they going to be running the government with them? Yeah. And how soon before they're clicked in or erased?
Well, like they're already experiencing problems in Germany. There's problems. There's so many problems that have happened in the last 3 weeks for people who have gone to West Germany or ones that are still in East Germany.
And
that,
then
they are beginning to realize there's other factors involved than just taking over bureaucratic state control.
And then on
it
the
ain't
other
work.
On the other hand, taking over control. And then on the other hand, we have Poland agreeing to IMF austerity conditions,
which Lyndon LaRouche gets credit for predicting decades ago.
Oh, yeah, and. I mean, it's not going to be any better under IMF austerity conditions.
That's right.
That it was under the communists.
Right.
And well, at least
the
they
communists
get to complain
are actually
now.
Like, Doug, the communists are the Bolshevik leaders are a lot like the military dictators in Argentina and Chile who dumped the system a few years ago because they knew that they're going to get flack. So the hard times we're going into under this pink prism escalation against Bob will lead to these problems. Give it to the young naive pinks to take over and pretend they have a way to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a one last thing I wanted to ask.
Okay. That's obvious what we just said, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Could we communicate this to an East German student who's here? Could they understand?
No.
They would,
because
they are culturally conditioned. We're culturally conditioned, but they are on a path that you can't stop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can just maybe dance on their toes or what can we do? I mean, you know, I don't...
It's like, you know...
Let them have their Woodstock, right?
Yeah. They'll learn.
Yeah. Well, perhaps
that's
the only thing that you can do, simply let them experience... for themselves.
Exactly.
And praise the electric environment that speeds up to 200 years every 12 months so that they will be ready to hear us within about 6 months, right? Long live fads and that they're so short-lived.
I just wanted to say about this, as you know, of course, that the year 2000 is coming up and it's the end of the second millennium. Your wishes, or how can I put it, your feelings as far as the human race or the progression of the human race is going. What do you think is sort of like it'll be a status quo as it has already been, or you think the human race as a whole might become a bit nicer or a bit better, or, you know?
Who knows?
Yeah. No, we do. I know. But
it's like a John Lennon song, I suppose. I'm making it sound like, you know, but...
Right. Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine. Imagine if all the people wore snookies.
Yeah. It's just something that my friends and I, we've been...
fantasizing about. No, let me tell you, I know what's going to happen.
Okay.
But if I... It's like you're like an East German student for me or a Chinese student. I can't tell you. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't understand. But I will tell you this, that there will be a fake drama and conflict and battle to see if we will get to that point. I know the outcome, and I know that I play a major role in it. And therefore, if you want, imagine if they were 15.
Yeah.
If you want that, then you support what I do. And you create your own church, but always pay allegiance to me.
Okay.
Because I started it.
Go to the other
hope
call.
There's no tax in there.
What?
Yeah, I hope there's no tax. There.
Oh, no taxes. It's all free.
Bob, oh, great.
We got some other callers.
We got
thanks.
Another call. We also got Frank, and I have to go in about...
Doug's got to go home.
That's
coward.
Coward?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah. You don't... Okay, thanks
Good
a lot.
Night. Good night.
Okay, what are we...
Take this call.
And short call, and then go to Frank? Okay.
But Doug, you notice how these themes all intertwine with what we did 2 hours ago?
Doesn't surprise me anymore, Bob. I've been doing this for years. Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh. You're on the air. You just got to have your radio on so you can hear us.
Move closer to the radio.
Yeah, move closer to the
radio. I don't understand, Doug, how they can hear you tell them to turn the radio up.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, you mentioned cultural conditioning, Bob.
Yeah, I think I did.
And that's what I'm wanting to phone you for a few weeks, but...
This is Ed, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Ed, how you doing, Ed?
That's who I am.
This was not scripted, this call, but I do know you.
Yeah, well, a script. What do I do for a script? Like,
What do you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I need a script.
I didn't send it to you, did I?
No.
I apologize, Ed.
I think one thing is that it's interesting you had some new caller tonight, and you were speaking just a few moments ago. People who seem to be adopting the Western way and their the whole Eastern blocs
as a pastime
is in an uproar to achieve a lifestyle, which the dreams of a lifestyle via rock videos and blue jeans, all these tantalizing glimpses they've had of our way of life, and it's something that's past. It's in the rearview mirror, really, isn't it?
For us. In the fourth world, the first and fourth world together. For us in the West, it's not there anymore. But it certainly can be used by time warps, and they will have the time warps. Their problem is that the time warp's going to happen faster. They're going to achieve those dreams, but they're going to be diminished and become lifeless rapidly.
It's sort of like the bends.
Yeah, and that's why we here, you know, under my perceptual control, are always so far ahead that we can actually create the directions that we want them to go in and understanding what we're doing. Because that's why, you know, Bob had to grow up in this part of the world. This is ahead on a lot of levels. And so it's not that we are more advanced. It's just that we suffered the effects first.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that I find a problem with, whether I knew of your work or not, is just a sense of dizziness every morning at the Globe and Mail, there's a dizziness.
I gave up reading that. I had a moratorium in our house, nothing to do with Eastern Europe on the TV, and I refuse to read the newspapers anymore except for the sports.
Good. Wait, you're laughing at the dizziness, Doug?
Am I
driving your colleague home sooner than he would have otherwise?
Understand.
Who's dizzy? I didn't get what Eddie really meant.
Oh, it's just that...
You're dizzy?
Yeah, here's an example. All my life, ever since I could perceive the news and what it was saying, say about age 9, any news we get from the Eastern Bloc, USSR, there's always a sense of you have to line up for soap. Their factories don't work as well as ours do. And by the way, have you ever missed a meal in your life?
Yeah, I don't eat much. I don't need to.
Oh, okay.
You should ask me if I've ever eaten a meal.
That's by choice, but yeah. I have a huge memory bank, like I'm sure thousands of your listeners, hundreds of thousands of... You know, a gray streets, cobblestone streets,
yeah.
You know, babushkas lining up, and Polish feminists with crying kids, and they have big bags.
Mushy potatoes.
Yeah.
And, it's like 1984, so George Orwell.
I'm a compatriot, yeah. Yeah, that's a good... He really got the essence of that kind of imagery of urban European...
The 30s. It was the 30s, and they're still in that way in the 30s.
Yeah.
Okay, now what about that image?
Then the recent interview with Karpov, the chess champion, who says the more successful Gorby gets in the West, the more he's losing ground at home.
That's part of the image warfare and conflict and a crisis.
Yeah, so now Karpov's obviously a great player. Now, it's in his interest to get higher fees by playing in the West, to get more less restrictions for traveling for tournaments. And yet, seemingly this interview, which has been reprinted about 3 places in the last 10 days, seems to... undermine the Gorbachev effort, or what does it do? So this is the dizziness.
Okay, I have a question. Now I understand, Doug. Let me just say this: this was a theme that had to be said. You remember what you were going to say? This is media ecology. Gorbachev stopped perestroika in a way last weekend. Why did he do that? Because, as I don't know if you heard the show a few weeks ago, Doug, we explained that media ecology means you move in one direction, but you have another direction going. You're blowing both horns of your dilemma. You're juggling both. In other words, this whole media bull about perestroika and glasnost has only been one aspect of a larger program. And the skill of Gorbachev working under my and Marshall McLuhan's knowledge of media ecology is that he will juggle the past, the future, and the present together. He has to, in simple terms, juggle the decentralizing and the centralizing forces. He says, we've got to recentralize. In other words, he's going to put a little plug, a little stoppage on the image warfare of perestroika and glasnost, what it means, and balance it off with a little...
He's got some
another structure.
Image building to do at home now.
Yeah, but he has to do that. But and he has to do it by pretending he's centralizing. He knows he can't even do that, and he knows he can't even have perestroika. He can't have either, but he balances and juggles the structures that those programs imply.
For instance, today we have, I believe it's the Communist Party in Lithuania announcing that they were breaking from the main Communist Party and starting their own Communist Party. So we have...
You're going to have
a re-decentralizing.
Everybody's dreams is going to be realized.
Yeah.
Gorbachev's going to give up the whole empire and maintain huge, incredible centralized control at the same time. And this is magic how they do it, and it's what I do. But that's what
you're franchise. He's franchising.
Yeah. And if you're looking at one direction, one design, and following its blip across the screen, you'll get dizzy when the other blip starts circling. And Eddie, that's your problem here. You're not knowing that Gorbachev never believed in perestroika or glasnost in the sense that he believed totally and was unaware of its total effects. He knew its effects.
Zero in.
That phrase implies setting yourself up for dizziness. You don't need to zero in. Just sort of look at it with your ear.
Oh.
Mix your senses.
Makes me dizzy.
Makes you dizzy. Yeah, you got to practice
prone to
that.
Dizziness, Bob.
I'm sorry. For the sake of Ed, let's zero in.
Okay, well, it's just the Sinatra doctrine came to mind. Who is my... In what way?
Who is my? Yeah. Well, that's the fantasy of the West, the individualism, the me decade. You know, it's me way and me lai, you know, in Vietnam. And then me decade, now it's me way. And that's the Western form. It's the first world set up by the visual space of the alphabet.
And who briefed those guys on the Today Show a few weeks ago who announced the doctrine of the world? Did they have to listen to...
I did.
Oh.
And you want to hear something amazing? What happened? I go a little too loud there, Doug?
It's been happening ever since I put my toque on, since it's so cold in here. I keep getting zapped in the ear.
Oh, okay. That's Doug's just a personal problem, Ed. And the rest of the audience, they dig this. Mike Wallace interviewed the guy who threw out the Sinatra Doctrine on the Today Show, Gerasimov, a really hip spokesman for Gorby. And he was asked by Wallace a few weeks ago, why are you guys talking to the Pope when you're supposed to be atheists? How do communism and the Catholicism get together? And you know what Gerasimov said? Confirming Beter's statements. We can play it, not tonight, but in other shows or on Kent's show, the whole thing. I have it on tape. Beter said back in 77 that the Christian Scopsies who have taken over and kicked out the atheist Bolsheviks identify their spiritual communism, that's what they call it, with the early situation that the Christian religion started under, the early conditions. And he said, we consider our form of communism the same as early Christianity. Now, he said that to Mike Wallace. He confirmed what Beter said. That's what they are. They go back that far.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, about a, give or take a month, Gorbachev saying that they were a new spiritual humanism.
Yeah, spiritual communism. It's all in Beter's tapes.
No, he said humanism. But
oh, yeah, I mean, that's for the West, right?
Yeah.
But it's communism in the sense of the Essenes, the guys who created Jesus. You know, the famous Casey stuff, the Gnostic scrolls and that. The spiritual communism of the Scopsies, they're Gnostics, they go back to early Christianity, and Gerasimov said it right there on TV. Can you imagine the average pink American saying, well, how can a communist identify with early Christianity? You know, early Christianity. And he said to Mike, just like the Catholic Church had its Inquisition, we had the same corruption, too, with Stalinism and the purges. You know, we're all institutions have their bad phases, so forgive us, eh? We're hip again. Are you hip, he
we're
says
We're doing it our way.
So what time is it, Doug?
It's 2 to 2.
Oh, listen, Ed, we got to go, man.
2 to 2.
Well, it's nice you're able to get an overtime show in tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's great. You know, Mike is great, but every now and then we got to put him aside, give him a break, so we can get everybody on for the holidays. You know what I mean, Ed?
Yeah. I was going to say happy holiday, but what does that mean?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Happiness is not slack, as Doug stated as church dogma a couple hours ago.
It changed.
Yeah, it's not even a holiday. It's work. I mean, we, you know, if you're an artist, you work and play at the same time.
It's only when you're unemployed you're really working.
Yeah. So we're going to end off tonight, Ed. I think you'll enjoy this. We're going to play a prayer. I want everybody in Toronto who's tuned in tonight to say along with Frank Zappa a prayer he made at the huge pro-choice rally in Los Angeles and across the states a few weeks ago. Get a lot of media press, media play. We're going to play Frank leading the prayer. Let's consider this, since we're supposedly going into a prayerful holiday, let's have Frank give the words and script for us to echo and resonate throughout the listening audience and making audience of CKLN.
But you will be coming on shortly thereafter with Kent.
Yeah, then Kent will feature Skolnick and maybe lots of other stuff if he's in a good mood. And that's if he's also returned. He's rumored to have died tonight in Panama. But he may be here. The only other thing is I'll be back next week with Mike. I can't do the two-week thing because we want to be with Mike for the wrap-up show next week. So all you people phone in tonight, call in again. We'll continue it, and we'll bring Mike up to date. He missed a good show tonight. He missed a lot of information. So we'll be back next week.
7 days from now?
Yeah, 7 days I'll be back.
Okay.
So it's an intense time of the year, so I should be on the air.
Good night, gentlemen.
Thanks,
Ed. Thanks for calling. Okay, Bob, we'll get to the prayer. I'd like to thank you for inviting me. I'd like to thank Mike for working late. And I don't have to work next week, so I may be back next Wednesday as well.
You're welcome, Doug. You did a good job. And, you know, you must be taking that D-cell water or blue-green algae because you're living longer, you're staying up later, and you're looking good, and you handle the show perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Now, I've been thinking about doing this for quite some time, and I don't know whether it really is the right time and the place to do it, but I'm going to take a chance.
There you go.
I would like to lead you all in a prayer. Because, you know, when you get right down to it, anybody can pray. Now, those other guys are always praying. So let's us pray, just for a minute. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear sweet Jesus.
Don't listen to those other guys.
Don't listen to those other guys.
They are not Christians. They are practicing voodoo.
And voodoo.
Not long ago, they prayed to you and demanded the death of a Supreme Court justice.
Justice.
What's that got to do with Christianity, huh? Okay, Jesus, we know you're listening to us because we are the good guys. Thank you very much and good night.
Was Frank Zappa a few weeks ago. Listen to
Frank
this.
Frank Zappa for president!
Yeah. Yeah. Frank Zappa for president. The furry lint theme surfaces again. It's been my show. Bob here. Bob. Yeah, I've just been responsible for programming the last 45 minutes. I had some private lessons with Mike Devine and Mike Hansen. I was shown how to work the turntables, and sure enough, it was necessary. I was trained a long time ago, never had the opportunity. But tonight, Kent Perry was stranded. It is true, Kent did go down to Noriega's hometown to support the Yo... What is it? Say Yo for Drugs, I understand it is.
No, it's just Say Yo to Drugs.
Oh, Say Yo to Drugs.
Yeah, just Say Yo to Drugs.
And so Kent got stranded, but he just popped in about 2:22 tonight. And
most appropriate time, I thought. You know,
yeah.
I caught you like in the middle of like this hardcore set, you know?
Well, Kent, I know that kind of music, which I just put on, you wouldn't put on normally, and I apologize to your regular audience. But just what I wanted to air, you know? I mean, I sort of was open format at this point, and I wanted to try out my skills as a kind of a mainstream programmer.
Mainstream?
Yeah.
Hey, does anybody know who this is? Sound familiar? Sound real recent, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, you know your stuff, kid. You're not mainstream.
No, I'm not mainstream.
But,
I'm backstream.
Yep. You're very good at the breaststroke.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, dolphin mentality.
You know, that pool in the backyard does come in handy, you know?
Yeah, with the satellite dish.
Yeah.
So Kent, what can you say about what do you say about Noriega? How was it? What's Nori doing?
Nori's in hiding. You know,
you were down there earlier today. You were flying around.
I was actually down there most of this week.
Yeah.
I went down on Monday.
And that's true. You don't work at this point, so you
no,
can do it.
You know, I've got slack. I went down on Monday to, George. You know, George. Like, what's with George? You know, he said
he has no sense of humor. We said we're in a state of war. Nori made a metaphysical statement. You know, it was a profound philosophical post-Nietzschean Arthur Croker kind of statement.
He completely blew it out of proportion. You know, in a state of war, yes. we declare war, no. It's
the discarnate state is naturally violent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and of course, you scripted that line for him.
Yeah.
As a result of your dialogue, that he said that. And do you feel bad? What happened,
well,
George?
Well, you know, like his. Like, Nori's headquarters, it's been burned to the ground. And, you know,
his
like,
old record collection.
He's living in a hotel.
His laser disc gone.
You know?
Well, so how did you manage to get back, you know, with all the surveillance going on?
Well, you know, being like, really close to Nori and all of that. You know, I was able to take his private jet back.
Yeah. Did you land out of Malton?
No, it was at Pearson.
Oh, yeah.
Or not Pearson. Sorry, Toronto Wildland.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, it's just a small plane, you know, so. Yeah.
So you got over here, and no problem getting in the door. Security was okay, they let you in?
Security was okay. You know, they let me in. They knew who I was.
Did you have your Walkman on? Did you hear what I was programming?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to get here as soon as I could.
Yeah, were you embarrassed?
You know, like, going, my
Barry
God,
White.
What? You know, Barry White, what is this stuff? Yeah, Barry.
Pink Bob showed up, Pink Boy.
Barry, I must say, though, that Barry's voice has improved. It's gotten a little higher, though,
that's why I remember. That's why I put it on, but I got to thank Mike Hansen and Mike Devine for the fine skills they engendered in me with the ability of their private lessons to make me feel engendered, you know, of the skills to handle the skills of programming, you know, like Dan Aykroyd, you know?
Yeah. No, this is talk radio.
Oh, okay. Who's that? El De Niro?
El De Niro?
Al Kazar?
Yeah, a little bit. Al Kazar. Talk radio. You know.
So we got some good stuff coming up, I think. I was on the phone with a couple of sub-genii, and I promised them some stuff, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen soon.
It's coming up here.
Yeah, it's a Say Yo to America.
Yeah, this is the Just Say Yo to Latin America show tonight. Remember the bumper sticker, George Bush.
Yeah,
vegetable or nauseous weed.
And then there's the people who voted for him, you know, with the little fish on their bumper.
Yeah.
The fish, the Pisces or something.
Sucker fish.
Yeah.
You know, just
fishing.
Suckers.
Fishing.
Yeah.
So,
like, you can look at the people. They're just so ecstatic at my return.
And so pleased that Bob's programming will not last much longer.
Yes, they are happy that I am back.
You know, it shows you can develop the skills like Hansen and Devine gave me, but you got to have the soul. You got to have the sense of what to play. You know what I mean? And I don't think I've mastered that yet.
Well, I guess I should tell the people, what it was you did play.
Yeah. Tell them.
That was Barry White. I guess this is in reference to you and Connie.
Yeah.
Super Lover?
Yeah, it's a white love affair.
Yeah, Super Lover. I guess this is going, you know, back to your days as a hippie here with Opal, with Soul Giver, and Simply Saucer.
I'm naked, you got me.
Simply Saucer, Illegal Bodies.
I'm standing naked here, you got me. You pegged it, that's what I was, that's what I will be.
I know.
But I'm not that now.
No, you look more like a Mooney right now.
Yeah. Mooney, who, before Bolivia, you know, had his troubles. Yeah.
The Revolting Cox. Did you put that? I guess that went out to Sandra.
Yeah.
It was her last show on
dedication
Friday.
Dedication to the work to she's done here at the station. Fine work.
Yeah, it was her birthday.
Was it her birthday on Friday?
Yeah.
Well, like a sub-genius, she quit when she was at the top.
Yeah.
You know, she just dropped it and changed her metamorphosis.
And I'm not really sure what to make of this one here. DOA, Where Evil Grows, like the old Poppy Family track.
No, that's Dean over
Atlantic.
All of us. Dean over all of us.
Is it? I thought it was over the Atlantic.
Same thing, yeah. Very close.
And
Sherman
Skolnick.
Yeah, Skolnick talking about Mick Jagger's connections with the French Secret Service, was it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Which got Nori in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Nori didn't like that.
No.
Mick was supposed to play in Panama.
His house.
I mean, you know, I remember gang warfare. I mean, I took part in it years
ago.
That was
in the living room, man.
I remember when people got mad at me and, you know, broke my sister's leg, you know. Yeah, I remember that. And Nori must be feeling like that. He's just not popular.
You know, like him and I were sitting having tea, you know, in the living room.
Reading LaRouche magazines.
You know.
Reading
LaRouche
War on Drugs.
McLuhan, you know.
LaRouche, McLuhan, and Herbert W. Armstrong.
I brought down a couple of copies of The Plain Truth. And
and he dug it.
Yeah,
he understood. He
said, got right into it. He goes, all right.
The New Europe. He was into it. 1992, 22
you know,
years.
Like, right smack in the middle of, you know, the Armstrong's plans for the 90s, you know, and they blew up the house.
Because you brought the archives to him.
You know, and they blew up our house. They blew up the house.
Yeah, yeah. And the archives, and his record collection.
What record collection? Doesn't have any anymore, you know?
No, he did.
You know?
They blew that up.
Yeah.
It was there before it happened. Yeah, kid, I don't know.
You know, I'm really just sort of in a state of shock here.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Okay. When I'm laughing, I'm not laughing at what you're saying, what you are. I'm just sort of speculating in my own mind to my own thoughts and
as
laughing
to what I was doing.
Yeah, no, nothing to do with you. I'm not laughing in response to you. I'm thinking of something else, okay?
Okay, well, I'll
listen, did
I'll
you go see Mick at the Sky Dome? It was a good show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I'm glad I didn't go.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I think it's in big trouble. It's big trouble there. Big problems for Mickey.
Well, you know, I had to go and see what these gargoyles were all about. You know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the girls?
No. Gargoyles.
Oh, you mean the big ones? Yeah. The balloons?
Yeah, the things that are hanging up front.
No, it wasn't worth it.
Atrocities.
Which show did you go to, Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Was it a good one?
Excellent show.
What about Monday?
I don't know. I didn't there.
Did you go to Miles Davis' show?
No.
Was it good?
I don't know.
Yeah, you weren't there.
In a karma sense, I guess I was there, and it was good.
Okay. Any reports? Did Bruce go? Bruce Rosenfield interview him?
I don't know.
Did anybody interview him? You know, did he get access to Miles?
Probably not.
They're cheering. Yeah. Okay, let's get on to our feature, Kent.
What feature?
We're just talking Kent down. He's been sort of post-discarnate. You know, he was in a plane. He's a little disoriented being back on the discarnate radio air medium. So remind us, please. We're just helping Kent get adjusted to his role here at CKLM. Just needs that emotional support after his best friend got battered.
Yeah, the emotional rescue.
Yeah.
See, thank you very much. You know, they thank us for all of this, you know. So
now he's talking too much. Phase him out. He's interrupting.
And they've been sort of following us around ever since in a beat-up old van. And they've come all the way back east to get their tattoos touched up.
Who is this?
And we'd like to introduce...
That's Steve Jones?
Is he from...
The guy in Axl Deep Purple.
No. Rolling Stones.
Nah. No,
this is with Axl Rose and Ethan Stradlin and Guns N' Roses.
You're kidding. That's Mick?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he ever did.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Let's get on with the real meat here. The people are waiting. They're falling asleep, Kent, for God's sake. Get this stuff off of you. Please, Kent.
This is your tape.
It's not my programming. No. I don't think this is the right Kent. This isn't the same Kent.
It's a Robotoid, Bob.
Yeah. It's an actor pope for Wednesday night. The actor programmer. Merry Christmas.
This is the Christmas show.
We've done this before. We can do it again.
Yes, we did. I think we did last year.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in Panama last year.
No. You were with me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I had just come back from Ireland. So I would go over to Belfast.
Yeah. Your record's crackling there.
It's not a record.
Get us sing along here.
No. Oh, yeah, okay. We'll just sort of slip into John Judge here.
Yeah, this is a very special speech. This is John Judge, sometime in October in Los Angeles. He's the director of the May Russell Research Center, and this is his appraisal of the state of the art of political paranoia in the that state of mind, in that place that we, that world
state.
Environment, yeah, that Carmen that American state. Environment that we have to deal with.
The AED of
Scientology. We're here. I'm back. This is it.
Longest night of the year.
Criminals.
Well, it explains why it just gave me a little extra time to get back from Panama.
Yeah, definitely you were in Panama. You dropped into Atlantic City on the way, though, didn't you? Or was it Atlanta?
Atlanta,
Georgia. You were there, right?
Yeah.
So when does their tour end? Where do they play last? New York?
Who?
You know.
Oh, the Stones.
First announced.
The Rolling Stones, this was the last date. Last night was, it wasn't Atlanta, it was at Atlantic City.
Was it that date?
And last night. That was the last arm of the tour for the United States or North America.
I have a break at Christmas.
Yeah, you just stop that.
We seek no revolution.
Next, they're going to revolution. They're going to Japan. Just stop that. They're going to Japan and Australia next.
We are.
Bob, stop that.
The longest night of the year.
Yep. Definitely beginning to feel like it, too.
I just notice how you lean against the soft part on the microphone, the spongy part. You lean.
I'm not leaning on it.
It looks like you're touching it.
No.
Past.
No, I'm not. The combined truth of 50,000. This is leaning on it. This is not.
So should we give out our season greetings to
Season's greetings to all the people that have called tonight and all the people that are going to call and all the people that are sleeping and I'm brainwashing. Yes. You will have a horrible day today.
You know this.
No, you're going to go shopping. You're going to buy gifts. You're going to run up your credit card.
We have a listener who has the radio on all the time, and when the radio wakes them up, they feel that's good programming, and you woke them up several times tonight.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, it's like you say, you know, to those people I'm brainwashing.
Yeah. And they wake up when they really feel it's working on them. They want to protect themselves so they get conscious.
Actually, the subliminals are just playing a little bit higher tonight, but see, there's double subliminals involved in this tape.
Yeah, because this is the longest night of the year.
Yes.
And we have to do extra hard work. Is a specialist. Is this, are we leading the L. Ron Hubbard, or did we already hear him?
No, actually, we're not going to hear L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't have anything of L. Ron Hubbard's here.
Are you going to get personalized any of your season's greetings? And
charts. Am I going to personalize it?
Yeah, you're going to direct them there.
No, I'm not. Changing the behavior. Excuse me.
Do you celebrate Christmas, Ken? With your mother?
With my, to an extent.
You show up?
I show up.
Yeah, and you eat?
And I eat, yes, of course. I eat, I drink, I smoke.
You give him presents? Which began
with the Veda, I celebrate the Tao, that part only out of a tradition. And other
religions. A habit?
Yeah, a force of habit.
And do they give you anything?
Yeah, they give me all sorts of goodies.
Are you spoiled?
Right.
Yeah. You're from Ontario. Characteristic.
No. Originally, no.
No, and lately, you know, and last your major youth programming came out of Ontario. And demonstrate
that it can attain teenage years.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your youth programming, you know, your wisdom, your role models. Good
health. Nah, I still think my role models are from the old country, as I say.
Oh, what country is that?
Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you're Irish. As mathematics. You're Irish. What do you think I am?
You?
Where am I from, yeah. The malfunction. You know, in that sense. Can be
divided. Where is...
biological roots.
Your biological roots?
Or cultural roots. I don't know what they call it anymore.
Cultural roots are Toronto.
No, I mean, whatever you call them.
Biological roots.
Is that what your Northern Ireland is? Is that biological? Your northern?
Biological.
Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Okay, what are my biological roots?
Your biological roots are...
where would you guess?
Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
No, that's a place. What are my biological... oh, yeah, Northern... I was thinking of Northern Ireland,
you're thinking cultural.
No, I'm thinking racial. Racial.
Racial roots.
Yeah. Illnesses of man. Yeah, you're Irish.
Origins.
Yeah, like you're Irish.
The entity that we know as Bob.
No, I don't know. You don't know which Bob's asking you, but take a chance. Illness caused by... but what are my racial roots? What do you suspect?
No, I would go for Scottish.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, Czechoslovakian.
Into the field. You wall jumper, you.
And are not Czechoslovakian. Scientology. Check it out. Except...
accent. Don't worry, I will.
Check it out.
Hey, come on, don't worry. You should know me better than this. I will check it out.
Yeah, you have the sources.
I've got my own sources.
Yeah, I'm Czechoslovakian. I don't deny it. By spiritual malfunctions and unrest. If I was Scottish, would that be a problem for you? I mean, are we enemies, Irish and Scottish, or we have mutual...
that's my knowledge.
Are we have mutual enemies, England, eh?
Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah. Addressing the immediate injury. Actually, if you want to get into the old colonialist times, the mutual enemy is in fact English.
Yeah, Albion. Resulting
from accidents. But I have no quarrels with the drugs, English, nor the Scottish, to prevent the nor anybody actually.
No, I have nothing to quarrel about anymore. Nothing at all.
No, we knocked down the greatest piece of graffiti. In the last 40 years.
Yeah, nothing, no possibility of dissent.
You know what? They're selling the bloody thing down in the States.
I know.
For a certain amount of money, you can I did myself a helped bit of the brick.
Yeah, I helped in that. I set that up a little bit.
Only you would. Yeah. Gotta have the internal salesman.
Yeah, I pulled off the fluoridation scandal. I sold the governments of North America fluoride. Amazing, I pulled that off. Of Scientology. But then did I pay for it? For
such things. Yeah, I know your teeth rotted.
Yep.
Bob wears dentures.
Bob's a very old person.
Yeah, I know. Alzheimer's.
It's the longest night of the year. I will eat a little more tonight.
And it's actually little more than usual.
Yeah. It's hard to listen to your show every second Wednesday. Can't, you know, stay up till 5 and listen to your kind of programming.
What's the matter with
my
kind of programming?
What?
What's the matter with my kind of programming?
No, I just said it was hard. You know, that could be a compliment.
Well, it's difficult. It's entitled Difficult Music at times.
Yeah.
Cassette culture rules, Bob. You gotta get in. You gotta go with the wave.
Why? Can't make an individual. Why are you getting in?
Why? Because you started the bloody thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you. But I'm gonna get out. I gotta start a new thing, a new medium.
Stop that.
I gotta start a new medium.
Irritating.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta start a new medium. 1,000 years. Did you cut me off?
No.
Okay.
But I could.
Yeah, I know. I'm always at the other end. I'm always at the other end of the pod.
You know why I can do that?
You cut me off?
I'm in control.
Yeah, you're in control.
Just like Al. If you remember Al. Al's famous words are, I'm in control.
Yeah. I know the exact date. That was March 30th, 1981.
Yes,
they are.
Was he in control? Not a chance.
He was just
he
was just trying to make Bush look
good. Away.
Yeah, he was making Bush look good.
Yep, was just a heartbeat away. And now who's a heartbeat away?
Furry Lint.
Well, I got a joke here for you.
Okay.
You're gonna love this one. A discovery susceptible to the most arduous. What's 14 inches long and hangs in front of a butthole? Are not
bodies. Creativity.
Dane Quayle's tie.
It's all right, Ken. It's okay. We
call. They didn't call him Quayle for nothing. Yeah. You know, it's a joke.
Well, that's all that existed on that tape. It ran out there. My beta tape ran out. Yes, Daniel.
I wanted more.
You wanted more?
I wanted more. That was good material.
That was Bob Dobbs with Kent Perry from December 21st, 1989, right here on CKLN FM.
Wow.
A very rare archive tape. I doubt anyone in the world has that. And
what year?
1989.
I wasn't even born yet.
That's true. Daniel wasn't even born.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I have youth here and on the international
there
connection.
You go. That's right.
So next week will be our special, I promise this to you, so I guess I have to deliver it to you. It's our special General Hillier show.
Ooh.
Because April, Rick Hillier program, because next, on April 11th, which I guess is a Tuesday, because our next program is on the 7th. So on the 11th, oh, no, sorry. 7, 8, 9, the Tuesday. Rick Hillier at 11 a.m. at the Royal York. Now, no one has emailed me yet to confirm that they're going to be there and join me to protest with the other group that's going to be there. No one has emailed me at internationalconnection@rogers.com.
Right.
Which shows what an apathetic group we have out there.
Except the Java Chatters.
Java Chatters are incredible. If you want to carry on some kind of conversation, go to www.accessofevilradio.com right now. Accessofevilradio.com.
Go to the Comrades Community Chat Portal.
Go to the chat function. And there is a whole party going on there.
I'm not sure they're all listening to the radio show.
No, they have no interest in the radio show whatsoever. I think the only person who's had incredible interest in the show are JJ, maybe if he's taping it, and Bob. And maybe some other sub-genii out there.
Yeah, but they
and
won't the give money during FunFest.
At www.fivebodied.com.
Ew.
Fivebodied.com. That's a whole group that seem to love Bob. And that's it. Up next, Sampradoris next week.